It has been a long week of politics in Great Britain. Vote after vote after vote in the House of Commons, all about Brexit, and all without resolving much of anything. Except for this, Britain will almost certainly ask the European Union for even more time to debate the terms of its departure. So the story that few people understand will go on and on. One of our resident Brits in the newsroom, Patrick Cox, has been editing our Brexit coverage, and he has these thoughts.
A lot of my American friends ask me the same question. Can you explain Brexit? My answer, no. No one can. Not even Theresa May.
Brexit means Brexit.
When she said that 2.5 years ago, and they were almost her first words as Prime Minister, when she said that, it was like she was inviting everyone else to define Brexit however they wanted to. And so they did.
Brexit means Brexit, strong and stable Brexit, red, white and blue Brexit, unicorn Brexit, have your cake and eat it Brexit. You know, I can't believe it's not Brexit.
It's almost like the X in Brexit is the same as the X in math. It stands for anything. OK, I thought, the politicians are going to have to define Brexit. But every time members of Parliament were supposed to vote on what exactly Brexit should mean, the vote was delayed, which led to this wild accusation from a member of Theresa May's own ruling party.
The whole House wanted to debate this. We wanted to vote on it. The people expected us to vote on it. And the government have gone and run away and hidden in the toilets.
It was around this point that I started refusing to answer the what is Brexit question. Instead, I asked myself a different one. What does Brexit feel like? Of all people, the Prime Minister of Luxembourg, Xavier Bettel, gave me a sense of that. Asked not long ago whether the European Union would renegotiate a Brexit deal with Theresa May, he said this.
No, nachverhandeln vorbei, basta, genug.
Don't you like how he threw a basta in at the end? Like he says enough in two languages? Of course, it didn't matter how many times he said enough. Brexit is still hopelessly unresolved. That's it. Hopeless. Hopeless permanent purgatory. That's what Brexit feels like. Which reminded me of something else that conveys the feeling of this messy, on-again, off-again geopolitical divorce.
Let's go.
We can't.
Why not?
We're waiting for Godot.
Waiting for Godot. Samuel Beckett wrote this play in French and translated it into English more than a half century before anyone uttered the word Brexit. Its two characters are unable to make any decision whatsoever because they feel the need to wait for the arrival of someone else, a saviour called Godot who, spoiler alert, never arrives. Hopeless, permanent purgatory.
What'll we do? What'll we do?
There's nothing we can do.
But I can't go on like this.
Would you like a radish?
Is that all there is?
There are radishes and turnips.
Okay, it's bleak.
Are there no carrots?
But it's art.
No. Anyway, you overdo it with your carrots.
Which for me makes it less bleak.
Then give me a radish.
Plus, it was written by an Irishman in French.
It's black.
Maybe it is about Brexit.
It's a radish.
I only like the pink ones. You know that.
Then you don't want it.
I only like the pink ones.
Then give it back to me.
I'll go and get a carrot.
For the world, I'm Patrick Cox.
This is becoming really insignificant.
Not enough.
Samuel Beckett, a playwright way ahead of his time.